Welcome to the New American Weekly with Kate Daly. Let's get right to the most pressing headlines of the week. It's not about the right or the left, it's just about the truth. Let's do this. Hi there. This is Kate Daly with the New American Weekly. Of course, go to thenewamerican.com. Why? Because you're going to love it. That's why. Because you're probably looking for honest reporting. Who doesn't want that? And they have it there, which is amazing. I've been going there for years and years and years. And I love analysis. I love stories not padded with, you know, adjectives to make you feel a certain way. And so that's why I like the New American, is it's just getting right to the story. So go to thenewamerican.com. They got all kinds of podcasts like this one. They also have they have everything. They have videos, all kinds of things. And there's just so much to peruse over there. So welcome to the show. And of course, trying to get to the headlines of the week. And I swear I could do 15,000 stories. And I'm not exaggerating. There's so much happening. There's so much happening right now. So I'm going to try to hit some of the important things. And, you know, I'll tell you something. Today's headline was about Elon's satellites falling to Earth. And the big headline was, dead satellites falling to Earth could weaken its magnetic field. Now, I think Elon is sort of propped up as a martyr, wannabe conservative, sort of, so that we get back behind Twitter and we get back behind all of these things. And so it has nothing to do with, do I like Elon or not? It has everything to do with trying to analyze his past, which I've done a lot, and looked at his career. And there's no way his career could have worked out the way they say. I'm sorry. It just doesn't add up. And he was given a whole lot of money for something that they didn't even use. And so even from the beginning, I've had questions about Elon. And then they've kind of turned him into the conservative hero, and I'm conservative. So I have some problems with that because I don't think he is. I think that he is very much a DARPA guy. And I think he is the only reason he's allowed to have satellites is because he's part of the club, to tell you the truth, if I'm being honest. And so there was a new paper by physicist Sierra Salter Hunt, who warned that the effects of dangers of growing satellite mega constellations launched by Elon Musk for SpaceX, that suggests that spacecraft dust from defunct satellites burn up the atmosphere may create enough magnetic dust to cut our planet's protective shield in half. Then when I stopped laughing about this, so the satellites themselves aren't a problem, you know, and we've got so many of them. And it just so happens that Bill Gates and Elon own these things, but no one else can. I can't. If I had the money, go put a satellite up. You have to be in the club to do this. But certain satellites coming down and burning are going to create enough dust to swallow the Earth as far as that goes, and basically cut the shield in half. Okay. Anyway, that was a story. And I was just laughing. I just thought, I guess now we just believe everything. And she kept saying it's really, really alarming. Oh, I'm sure it is to her. Anyway, I was thinking about that program. And Matt Walsh just happened to come out and sort of rebuke people on his page. And I've interviewed Matt Walsh before. Nice guy. But he was on his page and he was rebuking people that were even questioning anything that NASA was putting out. And they, the whole space program, and were really, it was very odd, actually. And you go back to this quote by Lyndon Johnson. This was 1958, okay? 1958. 11 years, right? Before we went to the moon. And this is what he said. Now listen very carefully to this. Control of space means control of the world. From space, the masters of infinity would have the power to control Earth's weather, to cause drought and flood, to change the tides, and raise the levels of the sea, to divert the Gulf Stream and change the climates. Lyndon Johnson said that in 1958. So in other words, you have a situation where space is really about placing weaponry and then hiding that weaponry from understanding what it's doing to us. And then on that course, blaming other things where, like man-made climate change, where you can take from people's wallet and loot them for tax money, for policies, for regulations, a lot of money being transferred hand to hand while they're blaming man-made climate change. And I'm sorry, there is no bag plasticky enough for you to affect the weather. Just like you can't affect the sun coming up tomorrow. You can't change the minute it comes up, no matter what you do. So this was an interesting, really interesting 1958 quote. Control of space means control of the world. From space, the masters have the infinity, would have the power to control Earth's weather and everything else. Now, a lot of people say when he said that, they went, oops, I don't think he was supposed to say that. I mean, it was very, very revealing. And it was very revealing. And you know, when you look at the whole of NASA as a whole, there are lots of good questions that you probably should be asking people, you know, that don't come up. And I think people are almost afraid to ask anymore. We've gotten to a point in society where asking a question now means that you are A, putting two and two together, B, not believing everything's a coincidence, and C, that you have thoughts in your head where you can analyze and then say, well, gee, does this mean this or what about this? Because that now is a bad thing. You're bad if you do that. You're good if you just listen to what you're being told and nod your head. Bad if the thoughts in your head are anything different than what mainstream puts out or the norm of thought. Because, you know, we're all up against the norm of thought. And you're not part of the club until you're, you know, you're not part of this huge, vast group of people unless you believe hook, line, and sinker what everyone else believes. Sad, really. We've kind of lost our ability to think through things. So they lied about the swine flu in 75. They got caught. Okay. Lied to everybody. They lied about COVID. Now they're saying it's the flu. And by the way, Moderna sent shots in 2019. So well ahead of the surprise pandemic. So there's a problem there. That people should be asking about. How did they know? How did they send those mRNA shots in December of 2019? That makes no sense. Candace Owens, I'm really proud of her because, you know, Candace is taking a real chance. And she said, Brigitte Macron, France's first lady, is a dude. He's a man. She came out and she said, I'm going to stake my career on it. Now, she's got a pretty big career now. So that was a big statement coming from her. But I'm proud of her for saying, look, I looked into this. Because when people say conspiracy theorists, it's kind of funny. No, actually, there are people out there that do research like me and like Candace. We're doing actual research and then we tell you what we found. And usually at the root of that, somebody has conspired. But it's about doing research. I'm not sitting here just formulating ideas and spitting them out. I am taking pieces of actual research, things that have been done and said by the very people that I'm talking about. And then I say, okay, here's A, B, C, D, E pieces of evidence. This is my analysis. Okay, so they try to demonize that every time we turn around. And she's saying, look, Brigitte Macron, there's pictures of a brother that she could never produce. And she is that brother in that family photo. And she said, this thing has legs. Whether you want to believe it or not, this thing has legs. Now, I respect whether or not this is true or not. It doesn't matter. I mean, it does, but not for the sake of this conversation. What truly matters in the sake of this conversation is, doesn't she have the right, after doing the research and after saying, oh my gosh, there is 20 pieces of evidence here. And Macron didn't sue the two reporters that brought this out in France, didn't sue them for libel or slander. She just sued for invasion of privacy. So there's lots of strange things that have happened around that story to say that Candace is probably right. But I applaud her for actually putting it out there after doing substantive research and saying, yeah, this is what it looks like after I looked into it. Not because I'm repeating, I looked into it. There's something to be said about that. Be right back on the New American Weekly with Kate Daly. Stay with me.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
Welcome back to the New American Weekly. How are you today? And of course, just wrapping up the headlines for the weekend. The smart move you can make right now is kind of seeing the writing on the wall, if you will. A lot of steps have been made. Things are happening right now with currency and Bitcoin. The big warning from Whitney Webb, the big warning from Dan Pena. Please don't do Bitcoin. Don't do Bitcoin. It's the, as Mike Stone says, it's the midwife of the CBDC. And the government is so involved in Bitcoin that you might want to stay away from it. And really, what was the point of that? It was possibly to get people to stop investing in gold and silver, which they probably should do, and invest in this as it grows higher and higher. A lot of people out there are saying that, but I don't know. I'm probably one of those that's going to go, I think I'd be careful putting all your, well, everything into that basket, because it might not be the thing that we should be doing. So I would pay attention. I would actually pay attention. This is Dan Pena, the billionaire, talking about Bitcoin. Here we go.
If you knew who was really behind Bitcoin, really behind Bitcoin, you would run as fast as you could to sell it. I know. 100%. If you knew who owned Bitcoin or who started Bitcoin, you had Bitcoin, you couldn't sleep at night. I know. 100%. And when the real founder of Bitcoin comes out, it is my humble opinion, and there's nothing humble about me, Bitcoin will go to zero.
One day.
And a microsecond. Like that.
Wow. Dan Pena, the billionaire, warning people about that. Now, is he a conspiracy theorist because he said that? Some people out there would go, yeah. I mean, isn't that ridiculous? But he's saying, look, 100%. I know who's behind it. You should not do it. Whitney Webb came out and said the same thing and said, you know, by the way, things are going through where the FDIC isn't going to back the funds that are in the bank, and they can take over a bank and you might be out of luck. And also Larry Fink's involved with that, and there's a lot of bad stuff going on, and she's saying don't invest in Bitcoin. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see, and we'll keep an eye on that for sure. But there's so many things going on that what I would do if I were you is text the number 989898. That's Birch Gold, and they are so good. They're so red-pilled. They're so amazing. And text my name, Kate, K-A-T-E. That's it. Just, you got your phone in your hand. Just punch in the number on your text, 989898. That's the phone number. And then my name. And they're going to give you some free information on how to shore up what you have with gold. Okay? Your IRAs, your savings, your 401k. And it's free to do that. So take advantage of that while you can, while the options are there. I firmly believe in good free information to peruse that's solid. So that's what they have. So there was that. There was the whole Bitcoin thing kind of coming to light this week, and many people saying, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know if I want to invest in Bitcoin. There's all kinds of things. Other people are commenting on National Guard. National Guard strategically being placed in different areas, which is a really strange thing because it's the sledgehammer to get rid of a fly effect. Okay. So overblown. And, there's something to be said about how they're strategically placing these guys in places, and they're not going to go away. That's the story. They're not going to go away anytime soon. In an election year, why are you staging National Guard in different places around America for really innocuous reasons? Doesn't make sense, does it? So keep your eye on that. My friend John Rappaport was talking about this, and I thought, yeah, that's something to keep your eye on for sure, because it's not necessary. The New York subway thing, I mean, I think more was manipulated in that event, because that solution was served up. It was sandwiched between the story of no violence in New York, we're doing so good. And then the next day, boom, three incidents. And then the next day, oh, we have the solution, and it's National Guard to look through your purses and violate you to death. You know, something's wrong with that story. And I think we have to start really using common sense. And I mean real common sense. Because I know that many people started seeing things for what they were, and it really shook people when finally 4 years later, the CDC comes out and says, oh, COVID? Oh, yeah. When we took your life away and did martial law and took away the ability to go to work and ruined businesses and didn't let you have weddings and funerals and couldn't see grandma and she died and yada, yada, yada. All of that. They came out and said, oh, yeah, just treat that like the flu. That's what we said it was in the very beginning, because flu went away magically. So that big story came out with the CDC saying that, and not a lot of media was going to cover that. And there's a problem with that. That should be the biggest story of the year. That should be the biggest story of 5 years, 4 years. But it's not. Because they don't really want you to look at that. They also there was a report out of Australia talking about a drug where they were giving elderly people these drugs. And the whole reason was to pump up the deaths of COVID by euthanizing more elderly, thinking that people wouldn't think twice because they're older, they get sick. And so therefore, you have all these deaths. Well, that report comes out and it's really damning, actually, and we're not paying attention to it. Media is not going to pay attention to that, but we should as citizens. So it kind of brings me to this point, and I noticed this, and like I said, I interviewed Matt Walsh. Actually, I like Matt Walsh. He's a nice guy and fun to interview. But here is what he said that I found. He was refuting people that even had questions about NASA. And he was saying, you're not allowed to ask this about this, because that's just, it's really weird for people to ask questions about NASA. And I'm thinking, you know, there's a lot of hosts out there that ask a lot of questions about government. And really, we're analyzing the AP news that's so often incorrect and not a great source. And that's why talk news is even there, is to analyze the situation and analyze news. And really the whole thing, I've been doing this for a long time, is really analyzing and then getting to putting the pieces together. Okay. Just like you put the pieces together in a trial, same kind of thing. So you're putting these pieces together and you're analyzing and you're thinking outside the box. And when I get back, I want to play a clip for you from Matt Walsh, because I have a problem with this one rebuttal. And this rebuttal comes up every single time that somebody doesn't want you to question the narrative. It's the same rebuttal over and over again. I've been hearing it for years. And I would like to give you some ammunition on this particular rebuttal, because I know that the government is going to do something again where they deceive the people. And I don't want us to fall for it. And I want us to be able to understand how in the world they can get away with these kinds of things. How do they get away with that? Right. So the next segment, I want to describe it, and also think about the ability to ask questions, the ability to honestly take information in, question, analyze. And then if you end up in the same place after that, okay. But at least you have looked into it, and not just taking one person's word for it or even my word for it, but just looked into it yourself and said, and just say to yourself, does this add up? Is there something about this story that seems off or strange? Right? We all should have the ability to do that. Be right back on the New American Weekly with Kate Daly.
The John Birch Society has been working tirelessly since 1958 to preserve freedom, safeguard the Constitution, and restore our God-given rights. We continually educate voters and lead the freedom movement. Join us as we work against a tyrannical one-world government. United as one, we can defeat this conspiracy against a free America. JBS founder Robert Welch said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to JBS.org and join us in restoring this great nation.
All right, welcome back. New American Weekly with Kate Daly. How are you? Hope you're enjoying your weekend. And of course, lots of news to go over. I'll be getting to some stuff, but especially with Kristi Noem and all kinds of things. But let me just say that how we converse with one another, how we tackle the question marks, the things that people say to you if you're starting to question anything around you, we need to figure out how to handle that. And this is kind of our day-to-day, right? It's the day-to-day mechanics of living. And we can talk about headlines all day long, but we do need to know how to handle when somebody gives us rebuttals to things and we don't know what to say about them, right? I mean, I think that's worthy of something right there. To get the supplements, I wanted to mention this, to get the supplements that are going to actually absorb into your body, I would stay away from over-the-counter. I really would. I would go to, there's only like three companies I actually trust out of the 80 some odd companies that produce really natural supplements that are good. There's only about three. And one of them is ActivateFIQ.com. ActivateFIQ.com. And put in the code word Kate. They have a new copper cream. They have a new bone broth supplement. They have a sleeping one that's awesome. It doesn't put you out the next day. They even have a new histamine for allergies as allergy season's upon us. So it's a great deal for you. And you'll be able to get some savings there. Code word is always Kate, my first name. And please go to ActivateFIQ.com because that company's awesome. I think when we are asking questions or we feel like something's not right, you should be able to then put a list together and say, do I have enough questions to really want to do some research on this? Am I looking at everything the way I should? Should I be investigating things more? Because we have evidences of presidents lying to us, of the government lying to us. Remember weapons of mass destruction? Yeah, they didn't exist. So we have a lot of reason, I would say. There's a lot of merit there. There's reason to question. Not every single thing is a lie, but there's a lot of reasons to question, and I think it's healthy. So this is what Matt Walsh said, and he was really getting after people that questioned NASA and the 1969 moon landing. I don't know why he was so caught up in this, but he was really kind of angry that people were asking this question. And I felt like the response was a little like condemning people for asking, like they were some kind of loon. And here's what he said.
But if the answer is that the conspiracy would necessitate the close cooperation and secrecy of thousands of people across multiple agencies and institutions, then you're going to have to meet a very, very high evidentiary bar to make your theory even slightly credible.
Okay, that's not actually true. Now, I want to tell you why. That's not actually true. He said, you're going to have to meet a high bar if it takes a lot of people to go in on this lie. And what's interesting about that statement, because he went on for, 5 minutes, sort of just saying, you're a loon if you even ask about this. And it's not even so much the subject, okay, of the moon that I'm talking about. What I'm actually talking about is why this? Why is it that whenever somebody questions something, they go, oh, yeah, well, everybody that was in on that, they wouldn't keep a secret. That's usually like the Trump card, if you will. Like you can't, end of conversation. You can't rebuke that. No, that's the end. No, it's not. And I'm going to tell you why. If you go into psychology books and you start looking for how to create a very, very big deception, okay, how do you do that? You're not going to find anything. I assure you. I've looked. You're not going to find anything. You're going to find out how somebody lies, but you're really not going to find out how does somebody pull off a grand deception with a lot of people knowing? And the answer to that, because honestly, I went to the encyclopedia before I gave you the answer. I was actually looking in the remember the old encyclopedias? Here's the names that deception by government goes by. Government lying, deliberate lying by government officials, misrepresentation of facts of national leaders, deliberate distortion of official news and information, official overreporting and underreporting, government duplicity, perjury by government agents, accessibility of electorate to government, repetition of untruths, intellectually dishonesty in government, government insincerity, contradictions in official statements. I could go on and on. There's a huge list, okay? You get the idea. But if you want to find out how to conduct a very large lie with a lot of people knowing, all you have to do is go into Michael G. Anderson's He's Forces Command for the U.S. Army, Military Strategy Magazine, and The Case for Deception and Operational Success. I'm not joking. You have to go into the military. Now, I have a lot of family in military. We go way back, okay? I mean, geez, hundreds and hundreds of years in the military, okay? So I don't have a problem with the military. But I do have a problem with how these things are thought up and how they actually put out there for you quite eloquently how they do this, because they say they're doing it to the enemy. Okay. Well, it certainly describes what they're doing. Military deception is commonly developed in a compartmentalized process, limiting its impact on the broader campaign planning rather than a deliberate part or consideration of the entire planning effort. Resulting from its perceived difficulty, complexity, sensitive nature. So in the military, you're punished if you say something because you can't reveal things. You are also put in a position where you don't go above your pay grade and ask any questions you're not supposed to. And everybody knows their part. And it doesn't mean that everyone's part in that part, they're going to think that what their part of a plan is bad even. They might think, well, I'm just doing what I've been asked to do. But yes, you can carry off a plan. You do not have to have the evidentiary level as high as Matt Walsh said, because if everybody knows a piece of what they're doing, but they don't know the whole truth, they are not in the pay grade of the few that know everything. Everyone under them, just kind of picture a big tree. Everyone under them is playing a part, doing a thing, doing a task, doing what they're doing, not knowing the whole picture. Not understanding what part they're actually playing in a plan. And that's where people don't understand. Now, the military has put this together because they said deception is more limited and compartmentalized throughout United States doctrine. Okay. So they're basically saying, doctrine to the detriment of future operation success. But they're also saying that it's defined as actions. And what it does is it makes people very confused. Okay. The product there is to make people confused and to also get them very they don't really know what's going on. And oftentimes you'll see things happen and all of a sudden at the same time, there's a drill going on or, you know, some of these big things that people have questions about are usually involving the highest rings of government and military. Okay. And it doesn't mean everyone in military is bad. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that people could be playing a part they are not aware of, or that they don't understand what they're doing, or maybe they do. Maybe it's intentional. But not everybody has to keep the secret because not everybody knows the secret. Not everybody knows the secret to tell. So what he's saying, and this rebuttal that I get constantly is, well, somebody would have said something. People have. Even on the moon, Denmark came out and said, we didn't get a moon rock. That wasn't a rock from the moon. We've studied that. We've analyzed that. There's a lot of questions there. Why did they get rid of all their information? All of the plans to the lunar modules just disappeared. And they said in the 1980s, there was a tape shortage and they taped over the tapes and then they lost the rest of the tapes and they don't have any evidence that we went. And there's all kinds of questions, good questions people should be asking. And I'm not saying did it or didn't it. What I'm saying is, don't you have the right to ask questions? And don't you have the right to understand without being demeaned by, well, if everybody, you can't keep everybody quiet kind of description. I mean, you don't have to keep everybody quiet. You don't have to. Not everybody knows. And I think that's how plans are carried out, whether it's whatever you want to talk about. the things that you're not allowed to talk about, because now they even go as far as a lot of hosts out there, a lot of people out there go, well, you're un-American if you ask about that. Can you imagine playing the you're un-American card? Now, wait a second here. Something's wrong with that. You're un-American if you ask? No, you are American if you ask. And if somebody says that and they don't say, well, here's where they are wrong and, you know, A, B, C, D. No, all they do is go, you're un-American if you ask. Then I would ask harder. I'd ask more questions. I'll be right back on the New American Weekly.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA1.
Welcome back to the New American Weekly, just covering the weekend headlines here, kind of giving you some important things that you should pay attention to that maybe other people aren't talking about so much. Off the radar things. And usually there's a reason that they're off the radar. So I welcome you back, of course, and just covering some of the highlights. But I think when we're asking questions, really good questions, questions that should be asked, and I think there's questions to everything. I really do. Most everything. I'm going to say most everything because I think 99% of the time, there's probably a reason to ask more questions. The government has a long, long history of lying, of a lot of deception. And so does the media, for that matter. And we as citizens of America should be the first ones to say something's not right, doesn't feel right. I'm going to go look into that. But we're big headline news readers, and we've kind of gone away from that, which is really not a good thing about us. But there are a lot of questions that need to be asked. There's a reason. It's like Dave McGowan said. He said, would you make a car for the first time and then not make a car again for 40 years? And why? And he said this obviously years ago because now it's been much longer than that. But the fact that we haven't returned with the technology of 2024, and there's lots of excuses and reasons, should be a reason that we should question anyway. So I like that. I think that's good thinking. But wherever you end up in that, however you feel about it, that's up to you based on your amount of research that you do. But I will say this, it was interesting to go to the military handbooks to basically see how bigger deceptions could be carried out and how they do it. And that's really the only place you could find it. So that was kind of an interesting thing. I wanted to pass that on to you. So the other thing is Kristi Noem actually signed a bill, and she signed, this was really strange. She signed a bill really anti freedom of speech. And the bill was a hate crime bill where you can never, it's to stop anti-Semitism violating free speech. Okay. And this was a law requiring the consideration of the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism. And so she signed this bill. It's very, very, violates the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that establishes free speech. And we should keep our eye on that. That isn't a good thing. And we're seeing more and more of this. I don't think anyone, regardless of your religion, regardless of your ideology, you should be able to critique that person, and especially if they're in office, and especially if they, you know, a politician. But it doesn't matter. What she's basically saying is across the board in South Dakota, you will not, you know, say these things. And that's not okay, because that's based on religion. It's actually in reverse. It's saying that you, if you are if you're Jewish or you're a certain thing, then you escape the criticism or being analyzed or questioning of any kind. That's not okay. We should be a society that says, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You should be able to have the First Amendment right to critique, analyze, or just plainly ask questions about anything you wish to. And I don't think certain people should be protected of that based on what they believe in or whatever. That doesn't matter. It's the thing they're doing is that you're criticizing. Okay. But that's what that's setting up. There was also a really strange story about Washington State getting behind this bill, this $2,000 to snitch on your neighbor. I cannot make this up. $2,000. So basically what this was you get a criminal investigation, and this is for either talking about like a bias incident. So this could be basically anything. It means a person's hostile expression of animus toward another person based on, now here's the list: race, color, religion, ancestry, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, gender expression or identity, or mental, physical, or sensory disability, you get a criminal investigation or prosecution. Isn't that fun? And bias incidences are not crime, but that's still going to be forwarded to the local law enforcement in Washington state. Bill 427. It's waiting for leftist Governor Jay Inslee to sign and is expected to become law. I have no words for this. I can't imagine what conversations in Washington state sound like. Hi, person, entity. How are you today? Not saying it's a good day or bad day. I might offend you. And how are your kids, nameless entities that you call children? Can you even imagine how that's going to work? That's going to go into a bill? Talk about the loss of freedom, the loss of liberty. Now I have to watch what I say around every corner. The basis of that, and you're going to see more of this, because whenever a bill like this passes, you'll see it kind of crop up in like 20 different states. That's because the think tanks that write these bills and hand them to the state legislatures, which don't write them, they like to work in clumps. So you get this kind of stuff in clumps. So watch for it in your state. But really, what this is really at the heart of is, and I wish people would realize this, you're going to see a lot of people go for that $2,000. They're going to be making up stories, or they're going to be making up bias incidences in which they were so-called triggered. Give me a break. I hate that word. It triggers me when I hear the word triggered. People are so easily offended. We've lost our sense of humor. We've lost our sense of asking questions. It's ridiculous now. I miss the 70s when we could actually joke around with each other and people thought it was funny. You know, let things roll off your back. But really what this is saying is, people are so weak, okay, that you have to walk on eggshells around them because of the weakness of society. So if someone's listening to this that likes to get offended, because you have those kinds of people, they really kind of thrive on it because the victimhood thing is near and dear to their heart. They love it. They thrive in the soup of inequality. It just drives me crazy. The victimization, maybe it's attention. It probably is. They get attention, you know? You have wronged me. Well, can't you just keep that inside your head? No, they have to let everyone know. And now the attorney generals will know. And now law enforcement will know that their perception, and that even has perception in this bill. It says the person's actual or perceived race, color. So I walk into a store, I say, I'm a flower. And if you don't call me a flower, you have triggered me. What's the attorney general's phone number? $2,000 against that store owner for not calling me a flower pot. Okay. That's what we're getting into here with this bill. And I'm not exaggerating. This bill was so over the top with its language that there is nothing removed. I mean, it's everything is here. Everything. Like, you can't say anything to anybody because they could take offense and get $2,000. When you put money like that, they're taking tax money, looting and printing tax money, both, and giving it back to people for snitching. Now, you can only imagine the kinds of people that are going to really get off on that, right? These are the things that are killing our country. This is killing our country more than some of the things we think are killing it. And we are silencing our own freedom of speech. We are taking out our own constitutions, state to state to state, by doing stuff like this. When you can go get money for making up a story or an incident, or you can just say you were offended, we've gone off the rocker. And the other thing is, do we realize how weak we think everyone is? And those people that get triggered, if you're one of those, everyone thinks you're so weak that we have to tread lightly around you, so lightly that we can't have a conversation with you now because you're that weak. You're a dead fish. You're a person that can't hear anything, take anything. You can't joke around with you. That's how weak you've become. It's not a victim. You're just now weak. And now society has to walk eggshells around you. And you're going to make them do it. And you're going to get money for it. It's a nice little income. Three, four incidences a month. My gosh, you could really reap the benefits, couldn't you? Oh, you guys, we're in a world of hurt with that. These are the things that are hurting us. And we have to pay attention to these things every single day. We're getting hit hard. And things are going through that you can't even possibly imagine like this. So this happens in Washington. It's not on the radar. Mainstream, they're never going to talk about it. They probably like it. Mainstream media, they probably love the idea. But that's what we're up against right now. There's so many little things like this that I could go over, but we have to really stand up to this nonsense and fight these things harder than we ever have. You've got to go to our public meetings. We have got to stop these things from the inception of these things even starting. And we're not showing up. We're too busy trying to make a living, and I get it. But we have to start showing up. That's on you and I. You and I are going to save this country. Nobody else, just you and me. Thanks for tuning in to The New American Weekly with Kate Daly. Really appreciate it. Go to thenewamerican.com. See you guys next week.